Maria Chiara Mangiacavallo was born on the 7th of December 1985 in Sciacca, Italy. She was the youngest of seven children. She was born and raised in a Catholic family. She obtained an accounting diploma in 2004 and decided to continue her studies until she graduated from the University of Palermo as an early childhood educator. During her adolescence and in the following years, she cultivated with great enthusiasm various passions such as photography and travel. She was known by everyone as a sunny and life-loving girl. Thanks to the faith transmitted to her by her parents, she participates during her adolescence in various courses organized by the Friars of Assisi, including the vocational course, the Franciscan, and two trips to the Holy Land. It is through these experiences that she meets Father Vito, who became a spiritual father, who immediately accompanies her with love on a journey towards Jesus. Now note that Father Vito was also the spiritual director of the servant of God Chiara Cobella Petrillo. It is precisely during one of the two trips to the Holy Land, that of 2008, that the Lord speaks loudly to the heart of Maria Chiara, asking her to shine, as she states in various testimonies. This strong presence of God greatly frightens Maria Chiara, who in front of this request takes a step back, because she felt as if God was asking too much of her, way too much that she could possibly handle. And so she ended up cutting bridges for 5 years with God and with anyone who reminded her of a journey of faith. In 2010, Maria Chiara begins to experience various pains in her body, for which no doctor was able to get to the cause of the problem. After several careful checks and consultations with many doctors, it was found that the problem was fibroids of the uterus, which only after a histological examination, it revealed something more serious, a rare tumor of the uterus. After losing a uterus and ovaries, Maria Chiara rebels with the Lord, leading a disordered life, one far from His love. She was angry and she was confused. The questions of, why me, began to arouse. Only in 2013, having learned about the story of Chiara Cobella Petrillo through Facebook, Maria Chiara remembers the promise that the Lord had made to her in Jerusalem and feels in her heart the desire for a holy death and a life full of light, which would shine like that of Chiara Cobella Petrillo. In the meantime, the cancer continues to progress in a very fast and ruthless way, and so before yet facing another intervention, Maria Chiara resumes contacts with Father Vito and changed her life radically. Following that conversation, Maria Chiara approaches the Gospel of the Annunciation, in which she sees herself and finds her whole life again. Thus, she says yes to the Lord, placing herself in His following. In the meantime, her health continues to deteriorate to the point of making her terminally ill. However, Maria Chiara knows that the illness was never going to fade away, but she tries her best to see everything in the light of God, so much so that she defines herself as privileged in His eyes, because she is called to a clear vocation, that of suffering. Although she had never tired of asking in her prayers for the gift of healing, trusting in the good Father who wants the best for His children, she accepted the disease as the best for her. During this time, Maria Chiara finds strength in God, a Father who makes His children lack nothing, and spends a life witnessing the love of God on various occasions. God grants her the grace to complete the Way of the Cross, together with her fraternal friend Enrica, crossing about 115 kilometers on foot from La Verna to Assisi, without money, food, and more, and above all, with a tumor in her body, therefore without certainty of her own physical strength. She wanted to prove how much the Lord can provide for her by supporting her physically, and again the Lord does not disappoint her. Maria Chiara spent the last 2 years of her life preparing for her encounter with her heavenly spouse, so much so that she left a spiritual testament in which she also wrote indications regarding her funeral. Maria Chiara Mangiacavallo joined the Heavenly Father on March 13, 2015, after receiving the body of Christ and having received the blessing directly from the hands of Father Vito, as she wished, dying in communion with God in an internal embrace. Maria Chiara's death comes exactly 9 months after having defined herself as a fruit of Chiara Cobella during her testimony on June 13, 2014, the anniversary of Chiara Cobella Petrillo's birth in heaven. Maria Chiara Mangiacavallo, prega per noi.